What about ranchers' tools? What kind of tools do ranchers have to have, Tim?
Well, they have one special tool for fencing. Right. It's a combination wire cutter and a hammer, okay. And one that would grab the wire so they could bend it around a fence and so forth. I don't know what they call that tool. But
what about what do they use to take the wool off sheep with?
It'd be a clipper.
Okay. You ever hear them called shears or
sheep shears? Yeah. But,
back in the old days, did ranchers used to use horses to get around, or do they still to get around different parts of their ranch? Or?
Oh yes.
Is that something they still do, or?
Oh, there's still lots of them that do. They use horses in the modern feedlots to sort out a sick animal to take it to the treating area and so forth.
Do they use different kinds of motorized vehicles now, too, as well?
Well, some of them use those ATVs, but it... I haven't been out on those ranches, you see, for 18 years.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that they use those all-terrain vehicles.
Yeah. What about different types of trucks?
Pickups of all kinds, with king cabs and everything now, but... they used to be for carrying the damn canvas when they were out irrigating.
Yeah. What about guns? Would that be an important thing for a rancher to have in this area?
No.
No?
Not anymore.
Okay.
They probably still use them in Texas and Wyoming and New Mexico, but not here.
Predators are pretty much gone? Is that it? Or?
Yeah, well, some of them are coming back. That's the trouble, because they're encroaching on their area so much they drift into towns now, the bears and the raccoons. We get raccoons here in town quite a bit.
Do you get bears here too?
We haven't. Yes, we did have a bear two or three blocks from here last summer.
Really?
But we get raccoon, fox, skunk.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the term Fresno used for farm equipment?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, what is a Fresno? I wish Jim was here to answer these questions.
You got one.
Fresno's never got sick, so I don't remember. But I sure have heard the term.
Right. You've already mentioned corrals. Were there different types of animal pens, things that animals were kept in farms up here?
Yeah, they made pens adapted to what they were trying to do. In other words, they would use panels to make different shape pens and corrals.
Panels?
Panel. A panel is a... they can be all different lengths, but they're usually either 4 or 8 foot lengths, 3 boards made into a panel.
I see.
And then they take those panels and wire them together with barbed wire or with baling wire and make a pen out of it.
Okay. What about different pens or structures for chickens? Are chickens raised here much?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
They raised more turkeys than they do chickens.
Oh, really? What kind of structures for chickens would they have?
Well, now they have great big long sheds where the chicken is in a pen and they drop their egg and it goes down a belt and all this modernized stuff. But chicken house we have over here, there's a roost for probably 20, 25 chickens that can sit on these wooden strips.
Mm-hmm.
And there are probably half a dozen or a dozen boxes that they would go into to lay their eggs.
Right.
And they would have brooders to raise baby chicks and so forth. But now it's all individually modernized.